Week 10 in the books, week 11 on the horizon. We got the waiver wire ads for week 11. We're talking about the big darling, Christian Watson, finally comes over the top. Three touchdowns. Of course, we got Matt Styles in the place to break all that down here. I am your host, Sky Guasco, on the Razzball Fantasy Football Show, starting right now. Matt, great to have you back. Another episode. You and I have taken a little bit of time off, man, but it's cool to come back here. We're halfway through the season. We got fantasy playoffs all of a sudden around the corner, which is insane when I start looking at records. And most leagues, thankfully, I'm like, good, I'm in good position, looking for a bye week. One or two leagues, though, I've had a bunch of injuries, and all of a sudden it's like, uh-oh, time to make some trades, time to hit that waiver wire. So we're here to help everybody else out in the same position as well. Of course, I'm your host, Sky Guasco, once again in the big seat here. You can find me on Twitter at Sky Guasco, SKYGUASCO, joined by my main man on Tuesdays, per usual, Mr. Matt Styles at Styles08. We'll be breaking down the week 11 waiver wire claims. Before that, of course, we want to make sure all of our Razzballers are following us right here on the Razzball Fantasy Football YouTube channel. So make sure to hit that bell. Make sure to subscribe, leave a comment below on your favorite waiver wire ad, or maybe somebody that we didn't talk about in this show so we can help out all of our loyal followers. You can also, of course, download the podcast for those of you on the go, Razzball Fantasy Football Podcast. Leave a rate and review there, please. Subscribe. We much appreciate that. And, of course, you can find everything else Razzball on Twitter at Razzball Fantasy. And all of our articles, Matt's article, of course, which we dive through every single Tuesday, which we'll do in a second, for waivers, my trade article that I'm going to have separate this week because we have trade deadlines coming up around the corner. So I'm going to spend a little extra time on that with a solo podcast later in the week. But you can find those articles out at razzball.com under the NFL section. Quite the intro once again, Matt. Great to have you back. We are in prime position in general. How are your teams doing? We got a few weeks left. We got some NFL buys still. We got the three-game slate next week with Thanksgiving games and things like that. Overall, how are your squads looking for a playoff push?
Yeah, so for the two what we have called our home leagues, the ones that Derek and I manage together, and Derek's out in business on the West Coast, so he's out in the field. He can't join us today, and we missed him on Sunday because he was traveling as well. We're in first place in one. We're in second place in the other. The second place game, we won because the league has minus 2 points for turnover and Dallas Goedert fumbled.
No way.
And we won on the fumble. We were losing. And the irony of it is in the league that we're in first place, we have Goedert. He scored a touchdown. The turnover was minus one and we won in that league. So
holy smokes.
Yeah, it's nice. Razzball. I went out and looked at my Razzball team this morning because this week is the first week that you actually have to set your lineup, and yep. I don't think I paid enough attention to this bye week. So, you know, it'll be one of those that I've got to scrape by. I'm in first place in the Bo Jackson division.
Nice.
I'm doing well. I think I'm seventh overall in Razzball. It's for luck. It has nothing to do with me. And hopefully we can keep rocking through there. And I've got one other best ball league that I did through another site, and we'll just say that we don't need to talk about that league right now.
I love that. Yeah, Razzball is a better ball format, which I think is super cool, and that should catch on. So it's essentially best ball up until week 10. So it's just regular. You set it and forget it. You draft and you forget about your team. And then, oh yeah, I got this team to now I have to manage between weeks 11 and 17. Hopefully you keep rocking that far, but now we're actually setting lineups with the top teams that actually have made the playoff push. Thankfully I'm one of them as well. So now I got to look at it too. So it's been fun to kind of go back on my team and be like, oh, I drafted, you know, Damian Pierce on accident in June before it was cool. And that worked out, So that's been kind of nice. I also have some names on there. I'm like, I don't even know who this guy is anymore. Like, what the hell am I drafting?
Did you use all your fab or did you just ignore it?
I did it at the very end because I wasn't really using it throughout and we only get $10, 10 total. So it's like you get 10 moves. And I just use it at the very end to kind of chunk up my roster and drop some dead weight for the playoffs. But anyway, Razzball is going to be fun to get that league underway. All right, Matt. Well, per usual, let's jump in here and get into your week 11 waiver wire ads. Again, I'm going to kind of table my trade talk for my own episode later on this week. So everyone stay tuned for that. But Matt, I'll let you kind of take the reins here. Let's run through it. And why don't you give us maybe, you know, let's just start up at the top here, not bury the lead too much longer. Your waiver wire pickup at any position, and then why don't you dive into quarterbacks after that?
Right now, right, you want your home run hitter. You want your league winner. You want something that's going to separate you. You don't want to just trod through with some also-ran running back. So after three touchdown performance, now the guy seems hooked up with Aaron Rodgers. Now that could change in a heartbeat because Rodgers is this weird diva, ayahuasca type dude. You just never know with him. But Packer fans all year, we haven't been able to have anything nice. We've been downtrodden. We've been sad. We've been mad. We've been all of those things. So for me, give me Christian Watson. There's no doubt you've got somebody that's less effective week to week. And I mean, he if you started him and nobody did last week, he won your game for you. He was just an absolute beast. Mind you, he dropped two passes in the first quarter and I called him every single name in the book under the sun. And then I just thought that's pretty cool for the kid to come back the way he did. And, you know, it was a carbon copy of the first play of the season that he dropped. He actually caught it this week and went the distance. So neat to see for him. He seems to be a pretty genuine, good kid. And you never know, right? If Rodgers loves him like he does Lazard, they've got two running backs and two receivers. Tanyan seems like he's almost kind of out of the mix. They cut Amari Rodgers today, so he's not playing. Sammy Watkins will get a catch or two every week. From there, man, I just think you – and Dubs is out, right? Dubs is out when it counts. He'll be back, but he's probably not getting a game check with any fantasy owners for a while. So
right.
I like Christian Watson because I'm willing to swing for the fence at this point of the year. And, by the way, Waddle's out. Tyreek's out. So there's two top 10 wide receivers on the season. I believe Christian Kirk is out. So that makes three top 10 receivers on the season so far. So you can do worse than throwing him at the back end of your lineup and just looking away. Let it happen.
Totally agree. You're covering bye weeks. You're covering injuries. But we're looking for these studs that always pop up in the second half of the season. And Christian Watson, now we'll see what happens. I mean, I made an argument, if you will, about Alan Lazard being, shadowed by Trayvon Diggs. So I don't want to get too crazy on Christian Watson, but it was fun to see 40% target share. I mean, that's more than Devontae Adams-esque. So I don't expect this every week, but it was good to see the kid be healthy and Rodgers at least get after it for a week. All right, let's move on to the quarterbacks here. Why don't you give me a couple quarterbacks to look out for?
And now, mind you, the 40% target share was on very few pass attempts, but it's 40% is 40% is 40%. So
absolutely.
Yep. I like Heinicke, right? They're 1-0 against the Eagles on Monday Night Football and Mercury Morris and Larry Zonka and Bob Greasy. They're all popping champagne and smoking cigars last night and today. So I like him. We called him earlier when you and I were talking offline. You know, it's kind of Brett Favre light. The guy has emotion. He likes to chuck the ball. He doesn't seem to have much of a memory, which means he's going to continue to throw deep. And I will tell you what, a lot of people were down on McLaurin. McLaurin looked fantastic last night. Curtis Samuel looked like he was just a half a step away from having a really good game as well. And the two running backs looked pretty solid against a stout Philly line. So give me Heinicke again. You probably don't need him. You probably at this point don't need a quarterback. So if you're just protecting yourself, Heinicke's maybe not the name, right? You want a more stable guy. But I mean, if you're down super flex type league or you're down a quarterback for another reason, bye week or whatnot, I like Heinicke. Throw him out there and give him a shot. I'd call him a kid, but he's not anymore, right? Yeah. What is he on? He's on his 33rd NFL team and he's retread quite a few times. So I like him, right? You're going to pay nothing for him on the waiver wire. I wouldn't, no fab, just wait for the waivers to end and go grab him. And then from there, right, if you want to really have fun, right, if you want to drink heavily on your waiver right before your waivers go through, take a look at Colt McCoy. He wasn't great, but they won a football game with him. And I heard the comment. It's not my comment. I'm just going to repeat it or I'll paraphrase it, that Kyler Murray, the 2 weeks prior, screaming at Kingsbury or Cliff Kingsbury, screaming at DeAndre Hopkins on the sideline, someone online, I can't remember who it was. It was one of these big brand name types said he's being a baby back bitch and people are about over it. And I thought, okay, so how bad was this hamstring thing? I don't know, but he runs a lot. So was it really that it hurt, or was it that he was had his feelings hurt and it hurt even more because of that? Right. But again, Colt McCoy can chuck the football. The team is loaded at wide receiver. They lost Ertz, which means that you want to, you know, you're looking at Rondale Moore and DeAndre Hopkins. But I don't know. He's only 2% owned. Is he going to play this week? I don't know. It all depends on what Murray's attitude and how bad his hamstring hurts moving forward. So that would be a fun one, right? It'd be a super deep, deep reach. But you never know. Colt McCoy's on the radar. And I would say if you want to be safer and you want to go with an offense that, by the way, I know you went back and you watched our Sunday morning show, even though it was abbreviated. I said, shout out to you, San Francisco 49ers are the NFC representative in the Super Bowl this year. Jimmy Garoppolo came out and said, we are about to unleash a nightmare offense on the rest of the league. Now, it didn't look like a nightmare. Well, maybe it did look like a nightmare offense. Still gelling, man. They didn't look great. They won a football game. That's all you want in the NFL. Fantasy, you want Jimmy G to do a little bit more. He's 65% owned, but that's a name that I would absolutely go after. There's a lot of quarterbacks that are being started. Brady, Rodgers, et cetera. Tua's on a bye, right? So there's a big name now. Jimmy G's a name that I would absolutely throw on my roster for one of two things. One, to start him down the stretch because they have a pretty good schedule. And two, to keep him off of somebody else's roster.
Nice. A little defense. A little fantasy defense. Yeah, fantasy defense. Cool. All right, I agree.
The also rans of Mac Jones and Zach Wilson are always out there. So, you know, if you really, really, really have to dive deep, then take a look at those two. But I'm not sold on either one, especially in fantasy.
We only have a couple more bye weeks as well to sift through. So I like that. Let's knock out a couple of running backs.
I'm going to only give you one. Well, I'll give you two. I think Isaiah Pacheco, because he's now the starter. And like I wrote in my article today, CEH had four plays that he was on the field for.
And he's not hurt, I don't think.
He didn't have four carries. He was in for four plays. Now, obvious passing situations. McKinnon came in. You could see that coming. That's been kind of the way it's gone all season. But four. This guy was a darling at the beginning of the season, scoring touchdowns left and right. He was tied with Nick Chubb and Jamal Williams at one point for the lead in touchdowns, and then he's just fallen off a cliff. Yep. So standard leagues, Pacheco's a name that has to be owned everywhere. PPR, he's not going to give you much of anything in the passing game. Maybe, 2 points a week, one catch for 10 yards or whatnot. But he just has to be owned at this point in that offense. He is the starter, and he's pretty stout. He can run, so you have to own him. And in PPR, I think you just throw him on your bench just in case you have an injury somewhere else.
Yeah, I like it. I've been telling people to try to, sell high on CEH from week three when I started the segment. I literally put him in 4 weeks in a row trying to, I just didn't believe in it long term, and here we are. How about any other dart throw running backs before we get to wide receivers?
Drinking and driving is a decision that will change your whole world. Things will never be the same once you get a DUI because legal fees and time in court are just the beginning. Getting into a crash is another way your world could be irreversibly changed after drinking and driving. Your vehicle may not be the only thing that gets damaged in that crash. You could face a life-altering injury or even death. But you're not the only one who could face those consequences. Your decision to drink and drive could permanently change someone else's world, whether you injure them or leave their loved ones grieving. The next time you're out drinking, call a rideshare, a taxi, a sober friend, or a designated sober driver. Always plan for a safe ride home. The only decision that'll change your world for the better is the decision to call for a sober ride. It's never worth it to drive drunk. Don't risk it. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
I think the one name that you have to have on your bench is Alexander Mattison. Let me look at the numbers.
He's already on all of them.
he's only 40% owned, so you've got a 6-10 chance that your league that he's available. Cook gets hurt every year. He got dinged up a little bit earlier this year. He is absolutely a guy you want instead of having a wide receiver 6 on your bench, because he's going to win your league if Dalvin Cook goes down. So we've said it a million times. I don't need to say it again. He is the the ultra handcuff in at this late in the season for your fantasy.
Absolutely. And it is definitely handcuff season. So when you get your top running backs, make sure you have their backup. All right. How about a couple wide receivers?
Juju Smith is in concussion protocol. Smith-Schuster, excuse me. We don't know what comes of that, but what we do know is it could be Kadarius Toney season. He scored a touchdown. He also did, if you saw the highlights, he had an out route that when the pass went into the air, he adjusted his gloves. I don't know.
That's confidence, man. You got to love that. That's full swag.
He looks like Tyreek Light, right? Just kind of all over the place. He's moving real fast. He's just kind of like a gnat, but the kid can play football. He can catch. I didn't know until I heard the announcers. That was his first NFL touchdown.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I would have assumed that he had one.
The Giants, man, just wide receivers go to rot. It's happened forever, dude. You know, and like all these talented players are like, oh, he's nothing. Like, well, if all of them can't succeed, there's got to be something else in the pudding, you know?
And what did he have? He had like six good quarters last year. And so, and then he came into the season, people were high on him. But it, like you said, it's just kind of a wide receiver wasteland with the Giants. But I think, especially if Juju Smith-Schuster is still in concussion protocol tonight, right? When you set your waivers, he's a guy that you're going to want to add. And he's a plug and play. If Juju's out, this guy has to be in your lineup. He just has to be. If Juju was one of those stars, this guy subs right in and you take what you get. It could be 3 points. It could be 33 points. So,
And you never know who's going to have that big game for Mahomes because they spread it out so well, but you know, Hardman, right? Mecole Hardman and MVS and Sky Moore, very hit or miss, right? But Kadarius Toney, they actually traded for. So that's another guy that they might be able to pull over there. Okay, any other, I wouldn't say streaming, but any other, you know, kind of plug and play wide receivers this week?
Yeah, the one I liked, 35% owned, is Donovan Peoples-Jones. I'm not gonna tell you that I appreciate and like as a father of three girls that Deshaun Watson is coming back into the league. Yeah. I'm not gonna sing his praises, other than to say he's probably a better quarterback than Jacoby Brissett. Now, we don't know if he's going to practice. We don't know if he's going to play. But I will tell you that Donovan Peoples-Jones is looking better and better every week. And he's got three or four straight games in double digits. So he's got numbers. He had 99 yards last week. And so you're looking at, a guy that had nine targets. Only five catches, but nine targets last week. So that's a number you have to pay attention to. I kind of like the Browns down the stretch with that running game, which opens up the passing game for both Amari Cooper and DPJ. So I like him. And in fact, I'm going to probably text Derek at the end of the show and say, do we have room on one of our teams to stash this dude?
Nice. You gotta find a spot for some of these guys, man. It's that time of year where you're starting to trim the fat, if you will, and get it going, you know? All right, how about the tight end position? Tight end's always so hard because a lot of us just stream anyway, unless you got a big dog, and then you stream the hot waiver guy, and then they go 2 for 10. And you're like, you drop them, and then they blow up the next week. Who's somebody you might be more confident in this week?
Right now, and I hate the Bears. I'm a Packers fan, but Cole Kmet has to be on your roster. I think that's two games in a row, two touchdowns. Fields looks like a league winner. You pair him with a tight end during a season when tight ends are absolutely atrocious, and you've got a really nice combination. So keep him, especially like the question we have on the right, coming in here soon. With Andrews being dinged up, we don't know what's going to happen with him. Cole Kmet is absolutely plug and play, and he could even be in a flex position if you're a one or two flex league. The guy, he just seems to be the guy that Justin Fields likes when he throws the ball. So I don't know what more to say. You know, again, tight end is a terrible position this year. So you take what you can get. And right now, the guy with four touchdowns in 2 weeks is somebody that you want to put on your roster.
Yeah.
And
then he's been the number one tight end over the last couple of weeks, too.
And to me, the sneaky tight end is Darren Waller 2.0, right? Foster Moreau for a team that's going to have to throw the ball a little bit more. They're tired of losing. If you saw the car, Derek Carr press conference, right? He's just pissed off. They're not playing well and they're losing. Hunter Renfro's out. Waller's out. Mac Hollins basically disappeared in week 10, even though he had a huge chance at showing out. And so I think Moreau's a sneaky guy that you can look at. Again, bottom of the barrel, right? Tight end's a terrible position. just take your medicine and add him if you need a tight end.
I think it's very unlikely that either Tyler Higbee or David Njoku are available, but David Njoku was hurt for a couple weeks.
Yep.
And you know, Tyler Higbee might just be out there floating around. If either of them are available, I want them on my team too. Higbee filling in for Kupp, and Njoku's been excellent when healthy. He's just been banked up for a couple weeks, and again, Watson coming back. So those are some more tight end names to mention here. Blurpy is in the comment section. We want to get to this question before we get out of here. So Matt, let me bring this up quickly here before we get out. Current team, we got the quarterback, Hurts, running back, Kamara and Henry, ETN, Dalvin Cook. This is ridiculous. Why do you even jump into our thing here asking for help? Look at this team. Pacheco, Madison, Hubbard. I think this is just strictly like a humble brag team. I think that's what it is. Wide receivers, Amon-Ra St. Brown, DeAndre Hopkins, Chris Olave, London, tight ends, Andrews and Kmet, two flex league. Was offered Olave and Kmet for Debo. Do you want Debo or Olave and Kmet? You got two flex leagues. You have Andrews, but he's been beat up for the last couple weeks.
All right, so let's build the lineup, right? Quarterback's taken care of. I'm assuming he's going to start two running backs. Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah, let's go 2-2-2.
Okay, so in a normal week, we won't even talk about bye weeks. Normal week, it's going to be Henry and Cook.
ETN's been on fire.
Right, so ETN goes into flex one immediately. Now
four running backs.
Okay, so then we're going to go Henry, ETN, Cook, Kamara. We're done there. Yeah. So then he's got
ETN's on a bye this week. So we do have the bye week to pay attention to.
So I just pencil in Pacheco and I'm fine with that for the one bye week.
Same.
How many wide receivers do we think he's going to start? Well, the first three he's got listed are must start in my book. London would be the odd man out.
Yep.
Which means I would start. Okay. So then I would put Olave at flex with the other of the tight ends. Hopefully Andrews plays. Yep. If he plays, you put Kmet at the second flex. If Andrews doesn't, you put Kmet. Yep. Olave and Pacheco at the two flex. Yep. And I do not make that trade. I maybe make that trade if it's Kmet and London for Debo. And I know Andrews is playing.
Yeah. I'm with you, man. And you can, I mean, you can tell I'm repping right now. I'm a Niner homer to the bone. Love me some Debo Samuel, but Christian McCaffrey, Elijah Mitchell, who out-touched Christian McCaffrey, BT Dubs, George Kittle, right? Jawan Jennings, who nobody knows outside of San Francisco, but he's playing well. And Brandon Ayuk is the number one wide receiver right now in San Francisco. So Debo is like a fifth option, which sounds insane, I know. But on paper, he's not Debo right now. He had a great game versus the Rams on a busted coverage for 75 yards. Without that play, we're not even talking about Debo right now. Sounds crazy, but like I like Kmet a lot long term. I like Olave. And with this crazy league, with all these extra positions and stuff, I don't know that you're getting double the fun with Debo. I'm with Matt. I'm actually going to stay put for this one.
Yep.
All right. All right, Blurpy, thank you for always chiming in, man. We appreciate you. Matt, always a pleasure, never a chore. Make sure to check in every single Sunday morning for the Sunday Live show. Last week with the Munich game this time around, we were a little bit short-ended, but now we got the 49ers on Monday Night Football in Mexico City, so we'll be there for you Sunday morning. You can check in 2 hours, 2.5 hours or so before game time. Make sure to check us out right here on the Razzball Fantasy Football YouTube channel.
And no ties on Sunday.
No ties on Sunday. Exactly. Tuesday shows only, extra formal. Yeah. I've got the collar popped and ready to go. Matt's rocking the tie. We want to bring it to you as professional as possible here on the Razzball Fantasy Football YouTube show. Make sure to hit the subscribe, of course, leave a comment, download the podcast, find everything Razzball. Make sure to hit all of our incredible tools as well. Slot versus wide analysis, all of our free articles, our trade analysis tool. Now with the trade deadlines come up, stay tuned for my trade episode coming up later this week as well. A lot of options here on the Razzball team. We appreciate y'all very much getting ready for the playoffs to get those hashtag Razzball titles. For my man, Matt Styles, I'm your host, Sky Guasco. We will catch you next time. Best of luck the rest of the week, everybody. Take care.